Breakfast with Mark Bickley and Jared Walsh.
Tyre Power. Get 4 for $3 on Kumho passenger, SUV and four-wheel drive tyres. Your trusted tyre experts, that's Tyre Power.
2 minutes past eight. Good morning. Mark Bickley is here in Studio Lumo. We were talking about the Team USA basketball squad that was announced yesterday with one spot left, Bix. The spot has been given to Kawhi Leonard. So another two-time championship player, just adding to the strength of USA basketball. Speaking of which, we are going to speak to one of our Opals with 100 days to go until the Paris Games. Young South Australian who's part of the Opal squad and now not just part of the Adelaide Lightning, but part of the Atlanta Dream. Izzy Borlase will join us. If you want to get involved in the show, 0427 154 166. This is Brett. I love when Dwayne Russell calls Sam Palpepper SPP OMG or SPP with a bit of DIY. It's very, very Dwayne-ism to do this. All right, let's do this.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious. That ball was on the line. Shot flew up. It was clearly in.
You need to calm down. You've been too loud.
All right, so Bix.
What do you got for us?
I need to know if I'm overreacting, and I want to start off with Luke Beveridge. We spoke to Sam Edmund yesterday, who was in a hurry because he needed to head to the Luke Beveridge press conference, the coach of the Western Bulldogs.
At the kennel.
He was asked if the team can contend while they are rejuvenating.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's round five, I'd like to be at one or two ahead of where we are, but it's really early and... But our challenge is to string them together, you know, just to win and then create some momentum on the stretch as far as the wins go. So
the Western Bulldogs have been really disappointing this season, and I wanted to focus on a couple of the players who aren't playing or haven't been playing consistently. So Caleb Daniel, who I think is in the paper today, Jack McRae, who is a multiple All-Australian premiership player, an accumulator of the football, one of the best in the competition a couple of years ago. Rory Lobb the same. So you put those three players together, you would be close to, I'm assuming, around $2 million worth of wages.
Comfortably.
And then Dylan Scheel, who's not playing for Essendon at the moment. Trent McKenzie, who's not playing for Port Adelaide, Brandon Ellis, who's not playing for the Suns, Jack Gunston, who's not playing for Hawthorn, and Nick Haynes, who's not playing for the Giants. So all of these players, I feel, would be walk-up starts to any other AFL team, arguably. Maybe probably Jack is the one with a question mark over him, but the other guys, yes. So I think the question is, am I overreacting? But if the AFL could, they should introduce the mid-season trade this year.
I think Laura Kane explained the reason why they haven't done that is because clubs are often planning a number of years out around what they're doing with their draft hand. So some clubs might have traded in their first round pick this year, for example, knowing they've got a father-son next year or knowing that next year's draft isn't or is really strong, so we want to have two picks in next year's draft and no picks in this year, or vice versa. Or there's no midfielders in next year's draft, we'll bring next year's pick forward and we'll take an extra midfielder in this year. So there's a whole varying reasons. If you've been planning for one thing and then all of a sudden now there's a mid-season draft and now you've got no picks to be able to take part in that, then that's not very fair. So effectively, I think what the AFL have said to clubs, it's going to happen at this point in time. I don't know when that is, most likely next year. So get yourself organised this year. If you want to take part in the mid-season draft or you want to leave yourself scope to be involved in the mid-season draft by having some draft picks available to you to be able to use as you know, sort of trade bait, then get yourself organised as opposed to just springing it on them just like that. And some clubs feeling like they've been left with no picks to be able to use because they didn't know it was coming in.
So what does rejuvenating mean then in a Western Bulldogs sense? Because Rory Lobb, unless there's injury, he won't play this year because Tim English is there.
Sam Darcy, who is now a rising star nominee. So I think they're hoping that Tim English is going to stay at the Western Bulldogs. Yeah. That's what they're hoping, and not going back to WA.
I think what they probably did with the big fella Rory Lobb was Sam Darcy is – I've heard people describe him as a unicorn because he's 206 centimetres. He's quite mobile. He can mark. He can kick. But for a bloke who's 18 or 19 and, you know, has been still growing or grown a huge amount in a short space of time, your body's still catching up. And he's had lots of injuries and he's been into the side a couple of times and not quite been at the level. So you sort of feel like he's going to take a little bit of time to get to his full potential. And I guess they would have thought with players like Norton and Bontempelli and Libber in good form, you've got the All-Australian Ruckman in English, you've got, you know, McRae and Jamison and all these other players, you know, Daniel, you know, they would be hoping were in great form. They would have been hoping to challenge. So Rory Lobb, if you're going to challenge for the flag, you really need those couple of big men, you would have thought. So at the moment, form hasn't quite been where it should be. And actual Sam Darcy's actually played quite well, and that's who's keeping Lob out of the side at the moment. So that's why they would have had an insurance policy, but at the same time, they've underperformed massively compared to the assets they have. You know, Jamari Ugle-Hagan's getting better and better. Norton hasn't really reached his potential. Like I said, Bont's playing well, Libba's playing well, English is the All-Australian Ruckman, and yet they still aren't able to produce consistent form.
Okay, so if the mid-season trade isn't happening this year, what about this? And I haven't put too much thought into it, so it probably won't make sense. Like in American sport, how they have a buyout. Mm-hmm. So Jack McRae could go to the Western Bulldogs and they negotiate a fee.
The Western Bulldogs? He's at the Western Bulldogs.
Yes, he goes to them and they negotiate a fee to terminate his contract.
Okay.
So we will pay this amount of your wage so you leave, then he's eligible to nominate for the mid-season draft. So they don't have to pay him out completely. He knows he's not going to play for the rest of the year. Agree on a buyout, nominate for the mid-season draft.
But so what do the Western Bulldogs get out of it? Just a bit of cap space freed up.
Yep.
Well, that's no, they don't get any benefit out of it during the season though.
What benefit are they getting out of him playing VFL?
Well, who's last time I checked, if you're playing in the VFL in round 5, a la Matt Crouch, you can actually come good and have a meaningful impact later on in the season.
If they're rejuvenating, though, he's not going to be there next year.
But I'm not sure they are rejuvenating. If you've got Bontempelli at 28 or 29, see, so for example, this week, Libba is out because he's in concussion protocols. Jack McRae comes in. If he has 35 possessions and the Bulldogs play well against St Kilda and they get on a bit of a roll, he stays in the side. Same with Caleb Daniel.
Like, the coach said they're rejuvenating.
Yeah, because it was put to him that they are rebuilding. He said no club is ever rebuilding because of the way the draft is compromised. It's very difficult to rebuild totally through the draft. So he said we're always rejuvenating. And you look at that. Jamari Ugle-Hagan is 20. Sam, or 21 maybe. Sam Darcy's 20. They've got other young players that they took in the draft this year. They're still, I would think their list profile says they're right in the window to challenge, but their performance isn't reflecting it.
Mark says on the text line that Shiel has been injured. He'll be back soon, but he thinks it's a brilliant discussion. 0427154166. Thank you very much for that,
it'll happen,
Mark.
Next year, I reckon.
Izzy Borlase joining us next.